Let the whole church say amen.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time. Preaching.
And all the time, God is good. I want to say good morning to all of you and wish you all a Merry Christmas.
All right. Preaching.
But you know, let us not get lost in the time, in the day of the one day of the year when people put so much emphasis on it. This is still the Lord's day. You know, I see why Brother Miles wanted to sing this morning. He was feeling good this morning.
Don't tell it, preacher.
You know, when we think about each and every day of the year that we get up on this side of life, it's a good day. And now that we're here at this day, I want to just remind everybody that all is over except the unwrapping of the gifts and the bills that come later on. So be thankful to God that He has allowed us to be here together, that we can serve Him in spirit and in truth. That's the good part. From the second chapter of Matthew, two verses was read for your hearing. It says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." This morning we want to talk about Jesus, the greatest giver of all times. I'm going to try not to be long this morning, but I'm going to try to just give you enough to want to know a little bit more. And then we'll take leave of, and everybody can go to their places where they're going. Let us first go to God in prayer. O God, our righteous Father, which art in heaven, blessed be your name, O Lord, and we thank you for this day that you have presented unto us. We thank you that you have allowed us to be in this day. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, because we didn't have to be here, but you saw fit to leave us here, and we're just so ever thankful for that. We pray this morning, O Father, for everyone in this audience. We pray for their family members, and we pray that the things that we do and say today would be found acceptable and decently and acceptable in thy sight. Thank you, Lord. We pray for the sick, especially those of the household of faith. We pray for the leaders of this congregation and their families. We pray for the brothers who have taken part in the services thus far, as well as their family, as well as all the families that are represented here today. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that the weather is very nice for this time of the year, and we're so thankful, for we know you send the weather as you see fit. But thank you, Lord, for this day. Amen. Father, we pray for those who are traveling today, those who may not be able to be with us because they're moving about. We just pray for their safety as well as their return safely also. Father, we pray and take a moment out to thank you for those who are not home this day, not home for this time of the year, those who are in the armed forces, those who are serving long way from home and cannot be with their family and loved ones today. We just thank you and pray and ask you that if it be your will, you send them home real soon. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for those our politicians who represent us in the Congress, in the government of the United States of America, and all the worldwide as well, that they not make any rules or regulations that will harm or prevent us from serving thee in spirit and in truth. We thank you, O God, that we are able to come out and worship thee without any hurt, harm, or danger from the law, from the government. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for everything you do for us, and we pray now as we move on into these services that you would be with us, watch over and keep us, and thank you especially for so much for Jesus Christ, the one who died on yonder's cross to bring us everything that we've got, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen. There's no disputing that the facts of the birth of Jesus. It is the dates and the time of the year that brings questions. Nowhere in the New Testament does it give us any date, months, or year of his birth. His birth should be of importance to all who love the Lord. And I believe we should look at the bigger picture. The fact that he was born. He died. And he lives now. And he gave unto the world many gifts. And he still continues to give to us unto this day. So while we're celebrating our times, let us be joyous. Let us not forget what the Lord has given us. And then we should put our minds on putting these gifts in our lives. Jesus, the greatest gift giver of all times. He gave us the gospel. There are many wonderful things Jesus gave us, but I feel that this is high on the list of being one of the best. The first thing one must do is to accept the fact that his miraculous birth. And man does not always understand that which he cannot explain. And for most of us, we can't picture a virgin birth. And yet the recorded word of God tells us of such a birth. In Matthew 1 and verse number 23, look at it for a minute. It says in verse number 23, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. So the fact that Jesus was born, we got a record of Jesus' birth. And we should not so much concentrate on what the day or the date is, but just the fact that he was born. See, we mix it up and we say we're celebrating Christ's birthday, but really we're celebrating ourselves. And we've got to learn to separate ourselves from that big lie. And that lie is that this is his birthday because we don't know when he was born. As a matter of fact, it's probably not even this time of the year that Jesus was born. Then we move to chapter 2 and verse number 1, which confirms his birth of Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 1. "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east and Jerusalem." That confirms his birth. For those who trust the word of God, we can see that Jesus was born. In verse number 2, it tells us, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." And I may as well tell you, that was a superstar. When we think of stars in our lives, we think of superstars and all. Jesus is the true superstar. But it does not give us a date, nor a time, nor any vital statistics like we have today. The fact that Jesus was born should be good enough for all of us. Not only was he born, he gave us his gospel. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and 4, the gospel consists of Jesus died, he was buried, and he arose from the grave on the third day. The good part is that he lives after his resurrection. He has not left us, he has left the earth, but he is still with us until this day. He knows where we are, what we are doing, and he knows how we are doing, and he is giving us a chance to come to him. Jesus, the greatest gift giver of all times. He gives us hope. The word hope means to look toward an outcome, something to look past this life that's full of sorrows and problems. In 1 Peter, we are told God, according to his abundant mercy, has begotten us again unto a lively hope. Thus, through the resurrection of his son, Jesus, our Savior, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Church, we have an inheritance waiting for us in heaven. And that is what our future has in store for us if we live right. There was a question asked many years ago by Job in chapter 14 of Job. He asked the question, he said, if a man die, shall he live again? A timely question even in today's time and age. Jesus shed a little light on that subject. If you'll go with me to John chapter 5 and verse 28 and 29, it says, And shall come forth they that have done good. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life. They that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. That gives you a clue as so if a man dies, shall he live again? We give gifts this time of the year to others. But how many of us take time out to be thankful for the giving that Christ has done for us and is still giving us, has given us and is still giving us? Or are we like some folk who just take for granted, take life for granted? I have a thought to pass along this morning for all of us from the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 90 and verse number 10, it says, the days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80, yet is their strength and labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Think about that for a minute, if you will. The days of our years are 70. But if by reason of strength you get 80 years, in other words, yet your strength and labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. No matter how long we live, one day we shall be cut off. We need a giver like the Lord who can call us to himself. For he continues to give us so much. We are so hung up on giving, let us remember the ultimate giver, the giver of both life and death. And when you visit the scriptures again, the wise man came to meet Jesus, came to see Jesus. They came to, so they say they want to come to worship him. But I think we ought to worship him today as well. I think we should be worshiping him a little more than we are now. Now, I'm not advocating. Nobody say he wants us to come to church more than on Sundays. That's not what I said. I'm simply saying we ought to get deeper in thoughts of Jesus Christ as we come to bring this year to a close. We need to consider what we're going to do next year, and I'll talk about that a little more next time, but I know I'll just hint on it. I say this every year. Some folk are going to make resolutions. They're nothing more than lies. Because you're going to break them about the third day into the new year. I'm going to lose weight, some of you say. Some of you say, I'm not going to eat as much. I'm going to go to church more often. And I still may not see you till Easter. So don't get caught up in making those resolutions, because they're no more than dressed up lies. And a lie dressed up is the same as the naked lie. As I mentioned earlier, Jesus gave up his life to give us the gospel. While we are here or have already unwrapped our gifts, let us not forget about Jesus, the greatest giver of all times. Let us consider how much and what he has given us, and he still is giving. Let us take some time out of our very busy and fast-paced schedule to praise the greatest name among men. His name is Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. His name is powerful, so powerful that he said, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do. John 14 and verse 13. His name is above every name. God has exalted and given him a name which is above every name. Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 9. It is a name that all people shall honor either here and now or in the hereafter. Philippians 2, 10 and 11. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. And verse number 11 saying that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So we may as well make up in our mind to serve him now, give him his praise and honors now, or pay later. Christmas is good, but try to remember that is the giver that we owe our lives to and our well-being. Jesus Christ, the eternal God. And how do you know he's the eternal God? Well, Psalms chapter 90 and verse number 2 says, even before the mountains were brought forth, before the earth was formed, God was God. The gifts man gives each other will eventually wear out. They'll get too small, or we'll recycle them. But the gifts that Jesus gives us are everlasting. When those who have denied him or tried to destroy him, they shall be long gone and forgotten, but Jesus will still be living on. He is the everlasting God, and his name, his home is in the eternal heaven. I believe it was James in chapter 1 and verse number 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above. So we know that every good and perfect gift is from above, and that who is above? Jesus Christ, the Father and the Son. So I want to ask a question of you this morning. Don't you want to partake of these gifts? You can by coming to him today. And I know that many say, well, preacher, my schedule doesn't allow me to have enough time to go to church every Sunday. Well, consider your schedule for a moment and reprioritize whatever it is that your schedule has on you doing. Because one day, you're gonna be looking for Jesus. And one day, you're going to want to find him just like these three wise men, just like these wise men were looking for him. There came in verse number 1 again. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that's born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we are come to worship him. I want to go just a little further in verse number 3. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Now we know where Christ was born in Bethlehem. We know this because when you read over in chapter 1 of Matthew, it tells you where Jesus Christ was born from. It tells you that Jesus' mother and father were visiting, and Jesus got anxious to come out. And so there was no room in the inn for him. And so he was born in a manger. Now, I don't have any idea, was that December 25th? I have no idea if it was January 1st. We have no idea if it was March the 31st. All we know is that Jesus was born. We know that he was born because chapter 2 tells us he was born. We know that he was born and that the wise men looked for him, saying, where is he that's born king of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When you look up and you see his star in the east, they knew something was going on. They knew that something was happening because the star was in the east. And I tell you today, the star is still among us today. And that star is Jesus Christ. He is the star of our lives. You ought to make him the star of your life if he's not. Yes, sir. And the one thing I tell you more about is that Jesus, I'm so thankful that Jesus did come to earth. He came to earth and he brought and he's giving all these precious gifts to each and every one of you. So when you take time out of your schedule today to thank somebody for a present that you have received, I hope you thank the ultimate giver of all times. I hope you thank Jesus for what he has given you and what he has done for you. Because he gave up his life. God gave it, John 3:16, God gave his only begotten son so that we should be saved. We should be saved. We might be saved. So when I consider all the possibilities, if you give me a shirt, and that shirt fits me today, but tomorrow after eating so much, that shirt no longer fits me. What am I going to do with that shirt? Well, I'm probably going to take that shirt and put it in a drop-off bag or take it to the Goodwill and drop it off. I'm so glad this morning that Jesus didn't just drop us off. He stayed with us, church. He brought us back from where we once were to where we are today. And I thank God that all we need to do is consider doing the right thing and God will be with us and we can live right. We have an advocate with the Father, with the Son and with the Father. So when I think about that shirt that you gave me a little further and I get a hole in that shirt, let's say, what am I going to do with that shirt? I'm going to throw it out. But Jesus didn't throw us out. He's still offering us opportunity after opportunity to come to him. And if you give me a pair of socks, and I wear those socks so much that I get a hole in the toe, well, I can do one of two things. I can keep wearing them till the hole goes all the way through, or I can throw them out. Thank God that Jesus has not left us all by ourselves. He's still with us today. And I know I promised I wasn't going to be but a few minutes, and I'm bringing it to a close now. So when you are unwrapping your gifts today, if you haven't already unwrapped them, think for a minute where it all came from, where it all started at. I thank God for Jesus Christ today. I thank God that he has let me lived, and I hope you are doing the same thing, that he has let me live to see the end, almost the end of another year. And when this year, when next week comes and this year is over, I hope I'm still here and I hope you're still here. But that's a gift from God, the gift of life. And eternal life is even a greater gift of all. Jesus is the greatest gift as well as the gifter of all times. So, how do I become a member and connect with the body of Christ? Well, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. I know it's kind of chilly outside, but Brother Jackson doesn't mind. He will still baptize us today, or you, if you need to be. And if you've already been baptized, but somewhere you walked astray, you can come back home, ask God to forgive you, ask the church to pray with and for you, that you may gather strength as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.